Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, the budget is just under a fortnight away. We know the government is planning a package of $9.4 billion for budget 2026, including $7.9 billion in additional public spending and $1.5 billion in the tax package. Is that a good idea? In the past few weeks, both the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, who advise the government on fiscal matters, and the SRI have advised the government of the dangers of overheating the economy at a time of economic uncertainty. So what should we do? I could only ask one man. It's great to welcome back Dan O'Brien from the Institute of International and European Affairs. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bobby.
Sorry about my long and slightly wandering intro there, but can you maybe tell us what we're going to get in the next budget at a high level, and then maybe we look at what we should be doing?
Okay, well, look, as you outlined there, the government is going to stimulate the economy by mostly increasing public expenditure and a small amount of tax cuts. At least that's what its plan is right now. I would add that in recent years, what the government has said it would do in terms of stimulating the economy has turned out to be bigger than what it actually says it plans. Pressure this year, as well as ever, political pressures to keep spending up. So there could be spending overruns or additional stuff going into the budget. So certainly the existing stimulus plan could be even bigger. As you also mentioned, most of the organizations that look at this from an economics perspective think it's not a good idea. The economy is at full tilt already. We don't need government stimulus. If anything, we need government to slow things down a bit. And certainly the prudent thing would be to salt more money away, because we've got a lot of uncertainties out there.
So potentially, looking at these sort of numbers at a high level, we could end up spending $8 billion more than we're collecting. Something around that figure.
Well, no, not quite, Bobby, in the sense that when that breakdown between spending and tax cuts is not the difference between the overall amount spent and the overall amount taken in. Thankfully, at the moment, we're taking in, the state is taking in more than it's spending, and that's largely to do with this huge inflow of corporation tax. So the budgetary position between spending and revenue in terms of what's going out and what's coming in is in a relatively positive position. But coming back to the prudence point, everyone agrees those corporation tax revenues are gargantuan and also uncertain, because they hinge on just a few companies, a few multinationals. We don't know, particularly given the policy uncertainty in the United States, if things could happen that could dry up those revenues.
Yeah.
So the fiscal position, the budgetary position is good, but it's uncertain, particularly in relation to just a handful of companies that may in the future change.
Yeah.
Where they book their profits and pay the profit taxes.
So if you commit to ramp up expenditure in the good times, and the good times continue, and then you'll roll back if they get worse, does that not promote a kind of a boom bust, the sort of thing we're trying to stay away from?
Yeah, this is like, look, Bobby, this is those of us who you know, remember the 80s or Irish economic history. You know, governments should be cooling things down during the good times and salting as much away as they can. And then if the economy goes down, as all economies have periods of slower growth, then the resources are there for the government to actually act as a stimulate the economy. We have a history in this country of doing exactly the opposite. We party when times are good, and then we run out of cash when times are bad, and the government has to introduce austerity to get the public finances back in shape, and that just makes the recession worse. Now, you know, we can only hope that the next time the economy slows down, we'll have enough in the kitty. And, you know, if we have a normal recession, a normal sort of slowdown, we should do. It's if something bigger happens that we could get back into trouble again.
What do you make of the cutting VAT on hospitality? Do you think will it, like, there's some comment in today's papers about the profits that both McDonald's and Supermax are making, eye-watering numbers, that this cut then and this benefit won't find its way back to the consumers, which I think is a little unfair, Dan, because this should really be aimed at the small local restaurant or coffee shop But they're using examples like these big conglomerates to say that it's a bad idea. What do you think?
Well, Bobby, you probably won't like this answer, but I have always been against this. The bottom line is we need tax revenues. This sector is not a strategic sector. You don't give tax breaks to sectors that are not strategic. It's one of the lowest paying sectors in the economy as well. I do not see and have never seen a logic for giving this tax break to this one particular sector. So I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you there, Bobby.
So you don't mind when you go out and a restaurant that you would have given custom to, some place that you loved to go socially, even that it's no longer viable?
Look, I know one of my favorite things is to go to restaurants and enjoy good food. But look, we live in a market economy, Bobby. If companies can't turn a profit, it is not the role of the government to start bailing them out in normal times. And I just don't see the case in these times for the government to give a tax break to this particular industry. As I say, I'm very sorry for any company that goes to the wall, any business that can't make it. But, you know, we live in a market economy. Companies are born, companies die. That's just how it is.
Okay, that's fair enough. What do you think then about the relevance of the Fiscal Advisory Council and the SRI? Like, it must be pretty, you know, disheartening if you go and do all this research, work out all the numbers and do your job and say, this is what we should be doing, that somebody just goes out and ignores it.
Well, look, it may be, but I wouldn't say the government totally ignores it. I know it gets brushed off. But, you know, if we go back to the early 2000s, when there was a really big increase in spending, thankfully, this time the rules have been broken, but it hasn't been quite as bad. So you could attribute that to having more sort of criticism. The Fiscal Advisory Council didn't exist 20 years ago, so that they are having some influence. The government is not following their advice. That's politics. That's how things work. But they are having some influence in restraining government spending from going, you know, back to where it was in the early 2000s when it really exploded. So I think it's a very good thing we have a Fiscal Advisory Council and the SRI and the Central Bank, and that they say things, and I think it does have some effect.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier there about spending overruns. So Budget 25, it set out to increase by 3 billion a year, and it's on track now to do 7.6 billion. In other words, double what was expected or laid out in the last budget. Surely that's not acceptable.
No, and this is, you know, there has been, and the Fiscal Advisory Council in particular has used some very strong language in criticising the government for doing this. I would echo that. You know, this is a way for governments to sort of look a bit prudent, and then as time goes on, they allow spending overruns to take place. They add additional spending. That brings spending up this year. It also makes an increase in expenditure on a percentage basis next year look smaller,
yeah,
which is another way of sort of gaming the rules. So, you know, certainly the absence of pressure in terms of so many other countries, if we look to Britain, if we look to most countries in Europe, they are, you know, in quasi-austerity mode because they haven't been growing. We are just so different in the sense that all those corporation tax revenues, yeah, slashing around, and there's no real pressure, at least fiscally, on the government to rein things in. And politicians being politicians, if they have cash, they want to, you know.
That's what they do. All right, Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. Always love your analysis. Really appreciate you coming on.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.